This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Donald J. Trump will be the 47th president of the United States of America.
Let's get right into it, as it all started when this happened here.
Muslims are joining our cause in larger numbers than ever before and now.
And at the end, I'm going to go ahead and read to you a note to all Muslims from an influential Trump supporter.
With a group of Muslim imams. You know what they want? They want peace. They want their great people. They could turn the election one way or the other. But the Muslim and Arab voters in Michigan and across the country want a stop to the endless wars and a return to peace in the Middle East. That's all they want. They want law and order. They want common sense. They're not into the transgender operations. They're not into men playing in women's sports. They want a booming economy. And they don't like Kamala's plan to provide free sex change operations for inmates or illegal migrants, or secretly change the gender of our children in school without even parental consent or knowledge. I'm thrilled to accept the endorsement of these highly respected leaders. These are the leaders of the Muslim part of Michigan.
As the president said, we just had a positive meeting with President Trump. We as Muslims stand with President Trump because he promises peace. He promises peace, not war. Bloodshed has to stop all over the world. And I think this man can make that happen. I believe personally that God has saved his life for a reason, which is to save the lives of others. We support Donald J. Trump for his commitment to promoting family values and protected our children's well-being, especially when it comes to curriculums and schools.
Sending to our communities to scare them that you will come and deport them, although some of them are second and third generation immigrants. So I want you to respond to these accusations and fear delivering to our community. What would you say?
Fake news!
Fake news!
So what do we do now, since you have Muslims who helped Trump win?
Hamtramck, Michigan, for his early and strong support. They could turn the election one way or the other.
Muslims for Trump, how about that? And you know, it started off as a little thing and it's grown and grown and grown. And now we have a much bigger vote than they do. Can you believe that? Muslims for Trump, if you want to stand up, because, and I think there'll be, there's tremendous cohesion, and I think they may very well be responsible for the kind of numbers we're showing up in Michigan, where Michigan is really looking good.
I'm guessing after Trump came to visit with the Muslim community, he finally got to understand who are those who are truly wanting peace and not war.
And they liked me, and I liked them. And let me just tell you, they want peace. They don't want to fight. And they're not involved in the terror and all the things that are going on. They're great people. And
now there's a video I'm going to go ahead and share with you right now that's with Trump meeting with the Muslim leadership and the Muslim community. That was kind of behind the scenes before they took it to the grand stage. Let's go ahead and have a look.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be upon you. This is the greeting of peace reflects our deep value of peace in Islam. So, President, on behalf of these esteemed imams and leaders from the Muslim community, I extend our sincerest gratitude for this opportunity. And allow me to share some of the hopes and concerns of these imams, community leaders, and millions of Muslim Americans across the country. The most important concerns we wish to share are as follows. Firstly, we want you to bring an end to the wars in the Middle East and in Ukraine, especially the war in Gaza, which has claimed tens of thousands of innocent lives, including women and children. We want you to be recorded in history as a president who did not start war but stopped them, creating a legacy of peace to be remembered by future generations. Mr. President, I personally believe that God saved your life twice for a reason, which is to save other people's lives. Secondly, we stand firmly in support of preserving family values and protecting the well-being of our children. We believe it is essential to shield children from influences within curriculums that may compromise their innocence and hinder their natural development. We encourage policies that ensure educational content respects the foundational values shared by families across our nation, keeping our children's best interests at heart. Thirdly, as part of the American fabric, we ask for Muslims' representation within your administration. With nearly 10 million Muslims in the country, our community seeks inclusion in decision-making roles that impact all Americans, reflecting the diversity and value of our nation. Fourthly, we urge you to make a strong stance against Islamophobia. Mr. President, you are perhaps one of the most unfairly treated presidents in modern times by the media. Likewise, Muslims are among the most misrepresented minorities. This is something we share, the experience of media portrayals that spread misunderstandings and lies about Lastly, we stand with you in supporting any policies that contribute to the prosperity of this country. We agree on the need for strong borders, while also ensuring legal pathways for those who seek to come here legally. Additionally, we join with all Americans in calling for policies to combat inflation and address the economic challenges that affect us all. Mr. President, if these hopes and concerns are acknowledged, you will have our unwavering support in the journey to make America great again, a journey that you begin. Send you back to the White House. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
There's nothing that he said that's even a little bit controversial. It's not like, oh, gee, let me think about this. It's 100%.
Now pay attention to the last part where he said there's really nothing here that's controversial.
There's nothing that he said that's even a little bit controversial. It's not like, oh, gee, let me think about this. It's 100%.
It seems to me that he made it clear that he wants to end the endless wars and that he wants to stop the genocide that's happening right now in Gaza.
And Muslim communities.
We love you.
All right. Thank you.
Woo!
Trump, what do you have to say about Gaza?
Sorry about that.
We've got to stop. We've got to really do something that's going to make everything come back.
Okay, hear him.
What we want is peace all over the world.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. President.
Now, there's one main thing I want to address if he's going to go ahead and bring the peace. He must rid himself of the lunatics, those few lunatics around him who are attacking Islam. The hate provocateurs, people who are opposite to the mission of peace. Those people, those few who are against point number four, that Trump agreed upon when he met with the Muslims and the Muslim community.
Fourthly, we urge you to make a strong stance against Islamophobia. Mr. President, you are perhaps one of the most unfairly treated presidents in modern times by the media. Likewise, Muslims are among the most misrepresented minorities. This is something we share, the experience of media portrayals that spread misunderstandings and lies about
Those are those people who are manufacturing fear, which leads to hate, which leads to violence. It needs to stop now.
Jihad!
Because having those type of people around you, you're not going to achieve that goal of peace.
First thing, we must elect Donald J. Trump president because we must crush jihad!
For example, this guy here, notice he's not talking about the economy, inflation, the alphabet movement, their curriculum, getting into the kids' schools, the sexualization of the children, destroying their hearts and mind. He's not talking about these things. He jumps right into Islam, jihad.
Jihad!
The struggling and striving against all forms of evil. And you can't get rid of Islam or the concept of striving and struggling against evil. How are you going to get rid of that? Just the same way you can't get rid of Christianity. And did you know that jihad and Islam is actually in the Bible? It's all over the Bible, and I'll prove it to you. This is just one example out of many. Just open up the New Testament, the book of James 4, verse 7, where it says in the Bible, "Submit yourselves then to God." Right there in this first part, this is actually Islam, because Islam literally means peace acquired by submission of your will to the will of God. That's what Islam means. And the last part of the verse says to resist the devil. And this is what we strive to do every day, is to resist the devil, to struggle and strive against the devil. This is jihad. Jesus struggled and strived against the devil. He did jihad. It's all over the Bible. This is just one example of it in this verse. Now there's jihad. You can go deeper. Done by the policeman, done by the state. There are jihad, different levels of jihad. Now you can go to my channel, type in jihad for a more in-depth overview and explanation, but you get the point. But hopefully people with some IQ will get the point. This is a concept of struggling and striving against one's lower inclinations, against evil. It's a concept you cannot get rid of. So Trump's got to get rid of people like this who are not on the road and mission of peace. We want peace. He's seen that. The Muslims want peace. He got to spend time with the Muslims. He saw, he said it himself. These are not people who want war. They want peace.
They want peace. They don't want to fight. And they're not involved in the terror and all the things that are going on. They're great people. And
that man, he don't want peace.
Jihad!
People like that, those are the people who want war.
Jihad!
There's another guy who recently lost everything, and that's probably an explanation that his handlers now got him saying the most absurd, outlandish, asinine things that he can say before they cut him a check.
Civil case against former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. A federal judge ordered Giuliani to turn over all of his valuable possessions, including his Manhattan apartment.
He got up on the stage, again, manufacturing fear.
And the Palestinians are taught to kill us at 2 years old. They won't let a Palestinian in Jordan. They won't let a Palestinian in Egypt. And Harris wants to bring them to you. They may have good people. I'm sorry, I don't take a risk with people that are taught to kill Americans at two. I'm on the side of Israel.
It's like you go to the movies, it's manufactured fear. The same thing over here. He's manufacturing fear, false fear that leads to what? Hate, which leads to violence. Are we serious? 2 years old? This guy's insane. Listen, I'm going to just take it to an Israeli Jewish man who can help us to get into the minds of the people like this who are projecting their evil on a group of people who just want to be left alone. They just want to live in peace and have their God-given rights.
If we are the chosen people, who are you to tell us what to do? Who are you? Who is the international community to tell Israel what to do? International law, wonderful thing. It doesn't apply on us. It applies on any other place on earth, not on Israel. Because we are the chosen people, don't you understand it? The second very deep-rooted value is obviously the value of we, the victims, not only the biggest victims, but the only victims around. I know many occupations which were longer than Israeli occupation, than the Israeli occupation. Some were even more brutal, even though it's getting harder and harder to be more brutal than the Israeli occupation. I don't recall one occupation in which the occupier present himself as the victim. Not only the victim, the only victim. If to quote here the late Golda Meir, whom I quoted also last time, I know, but it is so unforgettable I have to use it again. She once said that we will never forgive the Arabs for forcing us to kill their children. We are the victims. We are forced to kill their children. Poor us. And as the victim and the only victim in history, again, it enables us the rights to do whatever we want, and nobody is going to tell us what to do because we are the only victims. To this, there is a third, very deep-rooted value. And this is the very deep belief, again, everyone will deny it, but if you scratch under the skin of almost every Israeli, you'll find it there. The Palestinians are not equal human beings like us. They are not like us. They don't love their children like us. They don't love life like us. They were born to kill. They are cruel. They are sadists. They have no values, no manners. Look how they kill us. This is very, very deep-rooted in Israeli society, and maybe that's the key issue. Because as long as this continues, nothing will move. As long as most of the Israelis don't perceive the Palestinians as equal human beings, we are so much better than them, we are so much developed than them, and we are so much human than them. As long as this is the case, all our dreams, and we have some dreams, and I'll get to them, all our dreams will never become true as long as this core issue will not change.
Now let's get into this note to all Muslims from an influential Trump supporter/Christian who I was in contact with years ago. And I can see the shift from where he was then to now in this message to all Muslims. He says, please know that many Christians like myself who voted for Trump twice already and who have some level of influence in Trump's circles of people, we will strongly advocate for Christian-Muslim coexistence, peace, and mutual human dignity under a Trump administration. He says, and we will not stand by and let anyone in our government try to make Muslims the scapegoat for violence yet again, like they did after 9/11. He goes on to say, we all know it was the Zionists plus neocons who pulled that off to push Americans into war with Arab countries, and it's the Zionists trying to make Christians and Muslims go to war with each other right now. They are experts at it, but they are being exposed now more than ever. Real Christians of faith have no problem whatsoever with Muslims of faith. It's only the brainwashed Christian Zionists that have been programmed to hate Muslims because that's what serves the terror state of Israel, a nation rooted in satanic deception and violence. Personally, I support peace. I oppose genocide, and I am openly calling for the UN to yank the original charter of Israel because it no longer deserves to be recognized as a nation in good standing by a civilized world. He goes on to say, I can happily live alongside Muslims in mutual respect and peace. I pray that Trump has the wisdom to resist Zionist demands in fulfilling the important positions in his administration. See, I'd love to continue talking with Christians, Trump supporters like this one. It gives us hope. It gives us a common goal of achieving peace. Also, other Christian influencers and others who are out there who are on the same mission, who want to achieve that mission of peace. We don't have to compromise each other's religions. We don't have to do that. But we can go ahead and sit together, talk together, have a meal together, so we can go ahead and collaborate on the things that we agree upon. And I can assure you, there's a lot of things that we agree upon. I like to sit down and talk to Trump, same way Joe Rogan had a chance to sit down and talk with him. As many in the Muslim world consider myself, alhamdulillah, the Joe Rogan of the Muslim world, as we're the first Islamic TV talk show in America, the first one to set off this podcast craze in the Muslim community, alhamdulillah, which means all praise is to the creator of the heavens and earth. It's kind of like saying hallelujah. It's praising God, the Most High. So develop these understandings to clear up many of the misconceptions. We got to start this dialogue. We got to talk. We got to sit down, have a meal together. I'm willing. Are you? Let's have a heart-to-heart. Let's make the human connection. Let's sit down and start the conversation. So those are my thoughts. Until next time, subscribe if you haven't already. If you'd like a free copy of the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, you can go to thedeanshow.com. We'll get one sent out to you for free. If you still have any questions, call us 1-800-662-ISLAM, 1-800-662-4752. Until next time, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.